All right, this is really powerful. Your squad, are you ready? Let's get it in. One thing that came in, I said, okay, I had a lot of messages. Clairvoyance, clairaudient, you know, especially when I'm talking to the Orishas when I do my candles. Some of them talk to you spiritually. Sometimes I see visions. Sometimes I hear things that come in my spirit. They speak into me. And, you know, this morning, really enough, the candle don't went out. But I was receiving messages. Sometimes when you speak out things, it's, I don't know what's going on here, but I love it. I love it. It's like when I send out a prayer or I'm sending stuff out, you're not, don't think you're talking to yourself. Think that you're talking to a higher source, a higher entity, and I receive a vision, or I'll be like, ooh, that's good. I get an idea, or I get something to do. And that's what happened to me this morning. And I may speak more on that, but I think you're supposed to keep that a secret too. But anywho, so that's what happened to me. And one of the things that I received, I said, okay, I'm going to do a message about that. And then also stay tuned to a message. I remember I just willy-nilly said a blessing to someone. You see, I gave someone a big blessing that I about to receive, or I received. And I was like, Aaron, why did you do that? Why did you tell them that? And this is good. You know, and I felt bad for sharing something. You see, when I said, how many dreamers feel bad sharing something that your blessing or whatever, because you'd be like, if other people get on board with it, it's a good chance that you may not get the blessing. This is good. I remember I shared a blessing to somebody and they got the blessing and I didn't. You see what I'm saying? I'm like, how in the world they get the blessing and I didn't? But you know, sharing and giving, you see, you're going to get double. When you give, you see, it's not going to affect your blessing. Well, it affected me over there. I remember I gave, but that entity needed it. I didn't need it. This is after why I wasn't mad, because that entity needed it more than me. The Lord knows. So, anywho, but it does not affect your blessing. Heck, you're going to get more blessed down the road. Let me declare to you, you're going to get more blessed down the road. Stay tuned to that message, because that is not this message. But for those people who give, and sometimes you be like a little miser and you hold it, you don't share things because you be afraid that, you know, they're going to take your blessing, or you be like, dang, I'm giving too much. I understand that, but be a giver. You want everybody around you to win. You see, you should be in the spirit of, I want everybody to be good. When you give, you're going to have good karma. You know, you're going to feel justified. Like, Lord, you know, it's, when you're going through bad things, you'll be like, well, I've given. I've been good to people. It's good to be in that state of when it's time for the Lord to work, you remember all the good that you done did, which you have given. Okay. And you won't even get in that position because you have given. Okay? Be a giver and you're going to be blessed. So I'm going to get that message together. Don't never feel bad for giving. Never feel bad for sharing. Never. You're going to get your blessing. Trust and believe. You're going to get your blessing. So stay tuned for that message. This message here is, so I stopped. I was like, that's good. And I'm going to do the message and I'm sharing this. Clean slate. I'm about to take a shower. Everything from yesterday, you need to get rid of. Simple. Everything from yesterday, you need to get rid of. This is a brand new day, and it needs to be fresh. And this is what I did. I was like, okay, Lord, go ahead and get rid of things from yesterday. What you done did yesterday. Do not bring it in today, or else it's gonna, you're gonna feel overwhelmed and it's gonna slow you down. That's what Spirit told me. And I said, that's good. Don't bring in things from yesterday. Feel fresh. This is a new day. Be excited for the new day. Do not bring in anything from yesterday. What does that mean? Anything from the past. Things from 2 years ago, 5 years ago, even yesterday. Okay? Don't bring it up into the now. Be present. Be excited for your now. What are you receiving? What to do in the now? You see what I'm saying? This is good. I think yesterday, it was a fresh day. And I was getting things to do, or I knew to do, but I said, but that didn't work out the last week. But that didn't work. I did that last year. That didn't work. But past. But something in the past. But something in the past. You see, I think this is why you need to clean that. Clean that. Don't bring up the negative things, the memories from the past when spirit tells you to do something in the now. You see. When it tells you to do something now, especially when you're excited for it, it's a bit different. Don't let the things of the past taint the now. That person who's coming through and you remembering the last person who did you wrong. You see what I'm saying? It's like that. That's a good example. That came out of nowhere. Ooh, Lord. That's a very good example that will make you understand this message. You getting a new person. This is a brand new person, but you're bringing up the stuff the last person did. That is this example. You need to have a clean slate. You need to be fresh. This is a new face. New face, new places, new faces. New faces, new places. I wrote that down as a quote. That's good. New experiences. So be excited for this new experience. See what this new experience, especially if it's new and it's fresh. See what this is going to give. Be all there for this new experience, this new face, this new place. Okay? Don't bring up the old place. Don't bring up the old people. Don't bring up the old experiences. You got a clean slate. And this is good. I believe some people coming into their clean slate. This is their clean slate. You can make a clean slate. Today is a brand new day. In other words, this is a clean slate. Don't bring up the old stuff. The old stuff. That's what I did yesterday. It was my mistake yesterday. And I think this is why I got this message today. I was like, but I did pass. But I received that in the past. This is, you know, you may have received that in the past, but that's different from the now. Don't bring that stuff up in the now, or else it's what happened to me yesterday. I didn't do what I was supposed to be doing. I said no to it. I wasn't feeling it. See, when you bring up old stuff from the past, you're not going to be feeling the new person. You're not going to be feeling, especially, this is good. If it's new, if you have a clean slate, you may get something new. Don't turn down the new thing because you're remembering something old. You're bringing up something old. Have a clean slate. This is good. You'll have more energy. You're going to be more excited about life. You're going to have a vigor. You're going to be more motivated when you have a clean slate. Delete. It's like your computer. It's like your hard drive. You see, your computer's going slow and sluggish because you're keeping all that old junk in it. This is why you must clean up your house. You see, what's going on the inside is what's going on the outside and vice versa. So you need to clean that junk. Clean that junk so you can move faster. You have more energy. You're going to be excited, more favor of life when you have a clean slate. Clean it up. Remove all that junk. And you'll notice that your computer moves faster. You're more excited to do things. You're more organized. You know what to do. You see, today is the agenda. Today is the most powerful. The now is the present. The present is the gift. Be in your now with a clean slate. I like to remove, it's like I'm removing everything of yesterday for today. You see, just remove everything of yesterday, from the past. Have a clean slate. And it could be difficult. I remember I was carrying a lot of stuff. I'm like, ooh. But I got the thought. I was like, okay. Ask Spirit to help you have a clean slate. A fresh new mindset. It is truly powerful. And I'm not doing the message justice because it was a feeling. It was a feeling of, I was like, ooh, I'd be super powerful if I don't take in things from yesterday. It taints you. I'm doing this message. I'm giving the words. It taints you. It kind of poisons you when you remember the negative things of the past. It affects the new friendships. It affects the new relationships. It affects the new business ventures. When you go back. You already experienced that. Why would you want to go back? Don't take your mind back there. You see what I'm saying? Don't take your mind back there in the past of that old job, those old people, that old place. Don't bring it over here. You see, it's not over here in the mall. So why are you bringing that on over here? This is good. I'm about to do a quote. And I don't think I wrote it, but it was powerful. It slipped my mind, but it's coming here. You see, you thinking about that old person, but are they here now? If they ain't here now, you need not to be thinking about them. If they not here now, it didn't work out. It was not meant to be. If they're not here now, why are you bringing that person from many years ago, putting them here now? You need to forget their name. You need to clear that slate. You see, I imagine a judge when each person, they don't bring up the person before because that has nothing to do with this person in front of them. That man might have cussed them out, spit on them, but that has, why would they bring up, and it's like, you're angry and you're bringing up and you're taking it out. This is good. I was watching some type of police brutality and he stopped three black men. It was a white guy, stopped three black men. And basically two of his friends ran away. And the two friends ran away. And so the officer got angry and started beating on the guy who sat there. Just retaliated, was angry, got upset because the two friends ran away. And so he started beating this man who stayed. Wrong, 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 wrong. But you're getting what I'm saying. You know, that had nothing to do with this man. Stop bringing your anger, you see, in the here and now. The wrong. You know, it has nothing to do with this thing in the here and now you are called to do. It asks you to do this. It asks you to bring up the stuff from the past, that other person. You are on this person. This person didn't do what that other person did. Judge them for what they do. See what they going to do. This is a completely different person. In other words, this message, this is a completely different experience. This is a completely different thing. Don't bring up that old thing. Now I understand if it's the same thing. The same person. You see, honey, you bring up the docket and you know, but if they apologize and attest to their sins and stuff like that. But, I mean, let me not go left. Have a clean slate. Have a clean slate. You are fresh and new today. Ask the Lord to cleanse you out of all that poison and pain from yesterday. You see, He done delivered you through that. You're over here now. You're not over there. So stop looking back. Look at your front window. Stop looking at your rearview mirror. You know, work on this. I have to work on this. Don't look at your rearview mirror. Stay in the here and the now, moving forward. Keep looking ahead. Keep looking ahead. Do your thing in the here and the now. Keep having a clean slate. When you take a shower, this is easy. when you take a shower, cleanse yourself from yesterday. I'm not going to bring, this is the point. I'm not going to bring up things from yesterday. You see, I'm not going to bring up the people who did me wrong from yesterday. You see, don't bring them in here to now. Don't bring up all that stuff. Don't think back of those people who is not here to now. You're thinking of that person, oh, I wish this and I want that. And but they're not, that's way in the past for many years. Oh, that's good. I keep bringing that up because there's men that I wanted many years ago. And I oftentimes think of them here and the now. But this is good. They're nowhere around. You see what I'm saying? I believe we bring up stuff in the now that we're not, that no, it's nowhere around. You need to remove them. I don't care if it's a person. Remove them out of your thoughts. They're wasting space. Just like a computer program. You need to clean out your, just how you clean out your internal software, your internal storage. You need to clean out your mental, your internal storage within your body. My dreamers, I declare to you, clean it out. Clean. Clean. If that person no longer here, that's junk mail. That's junk. They're no longer here. They're not here in the now. Whatever it is in the past that didn't work out, you're over that. So get on over here and let go of that and stay here with a clean slate. Clean out not just your house, not just your computer. Clean your life. Clean your internal, your mind. Clean it out. You bringing up that person in the past, they're not here. They're not here. When I do my candle stuff, I do think about that person, but now I know I'm wise enough. I want the vibration of that person. I like the person, what they look like. Now you can say, this. I don't want that person. What did you like about the person? Okay. That person did not work out for a reason. They're not here. So I'd be like, I want their height. I want their cakes, honey. Okay. You see, I like how they were forward. You see, but I'm not going to ask for that person because they're not here now. That was a person many years ago. I'm not going to bring them over here. You see, they're not here. You see, so that's what you do. Have a clean slate. Have a clean slate. Cleanse yourself all the time. Cleanse yourself all the time. You're carrying things that's not here and now. You're carrying things that you already experienced. Leave the things in the past in the past. Leave them there. Leave them there and work with what you got right now. Clean your slate, clean your mind, clean your home, clean your life, clean it out. If they're no longer here, don't bring them over here. You see, what sense does that make? Clean them out. You see, I used to be thinking that it's mean when they'd be like, well, if you know, you my friend and you not active in my life, bloop, 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 you will get removed. I thought that was mean, but now I understand. Shit, if I'm one of them they removed, that's fine. Shoo. You got to clean up. You got a clean house. Have a clean slate. You see? Have a clean slate. Anywho, that is this message. Cleanse yourselves. Remove anything from the past. Everything that's negative. Everything that's negative. And you're going to have room to grow. Room for new friends, new relationships. You're going to be all the way there because you're not going to bring up. This is good. Let me end it here. Somebody asked the question, why don't my relationships stay? Why can't I have healthy relationships? Something to that nature. And his response was so good because you have past trauma. You need to go see a therapist and heal yourself from that past trauma. What that means is they bringing up stuff from the past, or subconsciously they bringing up stuff from the past into this relationship. That's what the question was. Why do I always push people away? Oh, I can relate. Why do I always push people away? He said you have past trauma. You have past trauma. Maybe something happened to you when you was 11 or in high school, and you bringing it up in and out. My dreamers, this is why this clean slate method will work. You don't need to see a therapist. All you need to do is let all that shit go. Forgive it. Forgiveness. That's why forgiveness is powerful, because you're letting that person go. You're letting that, whatever that is negative that comes up in and out, you need to do this method. You know, I forgive it. I'm going to let it go. Please don't come back. Whatever the negative thought is, say, I forgive it. I let it go. Please don't come back. Okay. You don't have to see a therapist. All you need to do is just do my words. Listen to my words and do this method. Cleanse yourself from those things in the past, so it won't fit these things in the here and the now. Have a clean slate. I do this when I take a shower. Thank you for a new day. I'm all in this day. I'm all in today. You see, today is the gift. The present is the gift. It's all in the words. Present, gift, you get it? Be all the way here. Don't bring up your past trauma. Don't bring up anything in the past. And if it does come up, you can speak to it. You don't serve me here and now. Please go away and don't come back. Okay? I have to have a clean slate. All right, honey. That is this message. Real powerful. Peace. Share it. All right, guys, this is a good message. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let me go ahead all the way in on this one. All right, I wrote down a good quote that I'm putting in my next book. It's going to be really good. I'm very excited for it. This is good. You cannot reason with dumb. You cannot reason with dumb. Okay, and this is goes to show you got to be careful who you're with, who is your environment. Don't be in the hood. You know, don't be around dumb people who do, they dumb, but let's not go there. Let's go this way. They make dumb decisions. You be like, why you do that? Why you do that? They maybe they wasn't educated enough. You see what I'm saying? That they do some really weird or dumb actions. And when you speak to them, they speak in Ebonics. You don't understand what they're saying. But I guess when you're from the hood, you understand what this. But you getting what I'm saying? Just dumb. I'm watching the show, The Last Kingdom, and the lady, you know, the abbot, you know, the major priest lady. She's trying to ward off. Why are you doing this senseless killing and stuff? And you know, she picked up the rake. And the man threw the harpoon at her, and you know, the guy turned and he was like, why you just couldn't just take the rake from her? It was just a little rake. Why you just couldn't take the rake from her? He just looked like so dumb. And then he did some more actions of dumbness too, you know. This is a very good example. This is a weird example here. Like, dude standing there, you know, They're having private meetings, and it's something serious and big that was discussed. And I believe if those guards back then, all they know was stand and guard. That's all that was going through their heads, is stand and guard. They wasn't able to communicate. They didn't have sentences. They couldn't form sentences. Knowledge is power, to whereas That's why they're royalty is because they were educated. They could do more things. They could make strategies. They're able to have communication. Be grateful that you're able to communicate, that you can speak a language, you can connect with people and speak a good language, that you're presentable, that you know that you can make good, wise decisions. I'm about to come on with a message of when someone said she stopped herself from saying, because it was the purge, she stopped herself from saying poor, she said less fortunate, you know, and I'm going to go all the way in. Less fortunate is poor, but look at the words, less fortunate. Less fortunate signifies what? Not having good luck, not having a good lot of life, not being as fortunate as someone with well means. So let's think of it that way. So a person with means is a person who is fortunate. They have good luck. Everything works for them. You see what I'm saying? But I believe poor, maybe less fortunate, they don't, you got to, I believe, let me go there while we there. Smart people are fortunate. Smart people are fortunate. I think smart people are fortunate. You see, but this message here, I'm going to dwell into those in the future messages. This message here with this scene of the show, watch it again. This is really powerful. You cannot reason with dumb. You see what I'm saying? This is good. It's like they live a life or they're set in their ways and it's a stupid, dumb way and stuff. This is good. It's like this. This is a good example. There was a dude, somebody said something, I guess, wrong to him. He got mad. He got mad at this dude or whatever. And he went over there to who he thought the dude's house was and shot up the whole entire house. And the dude, number one, the dude didn't even stay there. And number two, he shot a little girl. The little girl, it was a 14-year-old little girl. And the girl ended up dying. Just dumb, 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 dumb. Just dumb, 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 dumb. Just dumb, 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 dumb. You see, you know, other people are just caught up in the crossfire of their dumb decision. You see, like for instance, I was watching TV shows and stuff like how, you know, they're gambling and the person get mad and shoot somebody and the person end up losing their life for $20. I watched Force 48. The man end up losing their life over $20. The man crying and stuff. Ooh, but that was so dumb. You did that. You got angry and did that over $20. But my point of this message is do not be around people who make dumb decisions, who do dumb things, you see. Would you want your life in your hands on somebody who do dumb things? This is good. I learned this lesson, you see, we were supposed to be friends and stuff, and this person brought a weapon. I'm like, why did you bring that? You see, oh, you know, I wouldn't hurt you and everything. But I don't know you like that. You see, you get mad and you got this weapon on. You see what I'm saying? It's dumb of me to be around a person like that who do dumb things. And you know damn well I'm not even in that lifestyle. So why would you bring a weapon around me? Why would you bring that around me? My dreamers, that's how you can tell. You need to not bring that person. Don't be around dumb people. You see, birds of a feather flock together, but you need to let them birds go. You need not to be around dumb people. They're shooting it up in the air, have guns around, doing drugs, you see, beating up people. I remember somebody told me they're kicking down doors. You see, it's just dumb of me to be around that person. You see. You know, there's no reason. You know, they may come. This is good. They can be. Oh, this is good. This is one final example. This is going to wheel it in. So these girls, you know, had a problem. She went over there. They went over there, bothered the ex-boyfriend. The ex-boyfriend wasn't bothering nobody. They went over there, I guess she was jealous, mad or something over the new girlfriend. Or something. Anyway, they were fighting and everything. So she went over there and told the new boyfriend that he put hands on her. So he went on over there. You see, he went on over there and shot the man in broad daylight, killed the man in broad daylight. She was like, oh, why you do that? It was just a dumb situation. It was so dumb. Why she do that? Then number two, that was dumb. You see, there's no, and this is good. I believe nobody could have stopped that. Because he was so, I'm gonna revisit this message when I'm fresh. They're so set in their ways. There's the dumb way they're set in it. Sometimes it could be, I'm gonna say sometimes. Sometimes they could be set in their dumb way. There's no reasoning with dumb. You can't talk it out. You can't talk it out because they're not gonna understand that. You can't talk to them. You might need to share this. Somebody need to do a message better than me, more powerful than me, okay, more known than me. You can't talk them out of their dumb decision. You see. You can't talk them out of their dumb decision. They done made up their mind. You see. They made up their mind. You can't talk them out of their dumb decision. So just, if you see, this is good. When I see something about the pop off, this is good. I don't trust it. If I see something about the pop off, hood people get together, a lot of dumb people come together, hunt. I know I can see dumb people. You know, as things about to go left. Something stupid about this is good. I always say this word. This is this message. Something stupid about to happen. Meaning somebody, if they stupid, they're not very well educated. They make bad actions all the time. They angry. This is good. Angry. They do actions off of anger. This is a big one. That's a big one. They do actions. I'm doing this message. I'm going to write it down and I'm going to be more poignant. They do actions out of anger. You see. I say it's about to go left and I get away from that situation. I get away from that person. I get away from that situation because they about to do something stupid. How many times, dreamers, you say these words? They about to do something stupid. You see. I believe, let me say it, I believe most people who do stupid things can't control their anger. They get mad and they do something stupid. Short fuse. Little bitty things make them angry. And they take action off of their anger. Okay? Those people, I believe those non-emotional intelligent people, I'm going to say, I call them dumb. You see, that you have a short fuse. Anything make it blow up. You see. You wouldn't trust a homeless man with a gun. Why? Why? That's this message. That is this message. You see. You know, you cannot reason with dumb. Homeless man got a gun and everything. You try to talk to him, he may not understand. More than likely, he won't understand. He's not gonna feel where you're coming from. You see, so just try to stay away from that. There's many actions you can do, but I just wanted to put it out there. You know, there's no reasoning with dumb. You know, stay around people that's on your level, doing better than you. You need to be increasing, growing. Don't go down to the hood. You're wondering why you always see shit. Shit going down, gunshots. When I hear gunshots, what do you say? Somebody's being dumb. You see, just dumb. You know what I mean? You're in the hood. people don't have no sense. What did your mama say? Your grandma say? They don't got no sense. You see? They always fighting. Getting into trouble. You see? It's not very smart behavior. You know, I don't be around it. I remember I used to do Uber Lyft. And I had this message in the spirit. I was like, if a dude really, this is good. In my mind, those dudes, I remember I was watching a TikTok video. Everything she said, so you want to fight? You want to fight? I remember I had a dumb dude. Everything I said, everything nice, he turned negatively because ultimately he wanted to fight me. He didn't give a shit. Everything I said, he wanted to fight. Oh, you just want to fight. You see? Just dumb. You know what I mean? But anyway, that is this message. You cannot reason with dumb. So stay away from dumb. That's my point. Just stay away from dumb. You see somebody about to go left and everything. Say something crazy. You see what I'm saying? Leave that be. I was watching something on the New York. They've been going at each other and stuff in New York on a train and stuff and everything. Don't give them fuel. Well, you're wasting your breath. That's good. I was like, you trying to reason and speak to them. That's why they're in that predicament. That's why they're bomb. That's why they're under the bridge. That's why they smelly. This is good. What are you trying to reason with somebody like that? It's make you dumb to lower yourselves, to subject yourselves to that. You see what I'm saying? So that is the point of this message. Do not subject yourselves. Don't waste your breath, because you're wasting your breath. You can't reason with dumb. Look at them. Just take a look. You see, the way they think is what they got. And if they look presentable and they doing dumb shit, let them go their way. Don't intertwine them on along your way. You see, don't be fused up with that hot mess. You see, ain't no reason with that. You can see them. In other words, you sit there and you understand it. And you keep it moving. Go your way. You see, don't waste your breath with dumb. All right, that is this message. I hope you received it. Peace.